Walter J.C. O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We give you that address because we're always glad to hear from our radio friends. We thank God that we have the privilege of giving out His eternal truth over the radio. Doesn't make any difference whether you're at the loudspeaker, your receiving set, or reading a tract, reading the Bible, or in the auditorium, listening to the message. It's true that we're born again by the Word of God. Receive with meekness the implanted Word which is able to save your soul. Remember, the sower went forth to sow, and some seed, the Word of God, fell into good and honest hearts and brought forth fruit. Now, if you're ever born again, it'll be by receiving and believing the Word of God, believing that the Bible is God's Word, and what God says in the Bible concerning you and the Lord Jesus Christ and His wrath and His righteousness. The Bible very clearly teaches that for every individual, it is either the blood of Jesus Christ or the second death, the sorrows of the second death, spoken of in the Bible as the lake of fire. So remember, God says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. And by Jesus Christ, all who believe are justified from all things. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now as many as receive Christ, to them were given the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. Now we want to study from the third chapter of Paul's first epistle, or John's first epistle, the third chapter, so please turn there. And we do thank the radio friends for the wonderful letters that came in this past week. And so many of you who took advantage of the offer, we're moving out of one storehouse into another, about 100,000 of our books, and we're making a very special offer of selected 15 books, giving you a real constructive Bible study. Some of these books sell for 35, 40 cents, others for 25 and 30, but all of the 15 books for $1. So you remember this offer and write Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We appreciate it when you tell others of our broadcast. Now in the third chapter of 1 John, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Behold, what manner of love. Now you will notice there are two groups spoken of here, the sons of God and the world. The sons of God and the world. The Lord Jesus Christ in the 17th chapter of John said, Father, I pray not for the world, but for those that thou hast given me out of the world. Now remember what God teaches very plainly, that all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Jesus Christ said, if he were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, even as I am not of the world, therefore the world will hate you. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Now the sinner is in the world and of the world. And God certainly would not say to a sinner, love not the world, neither the things of the world. The world is his circumference and his center and his God. I remember a preacher, Dr. Campbell Morgan, was saying that so many people refer to the Christian as eccentric. No, he said the Christian is incentric. Eccentric means out of the center. And those whose lives are not centered in the Lord Jesus Christ are eccentric. Those who are in Christ are incentric. He says it's the ungodly sinner who is not in Christ who is eccentric, because he's out of the only true center that will ever get him into heaven with eternal blessings. Now the world is, the sinner is in the world and of the world. The Christian is in the world, but he's not of the world. As God says to the Christian, love not the world, neither the things of the world, but to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Now really, a worldly Christian is therefore a spiritual paradox. But it's true that many are like Demas. Demas hath forsaken me, said Paul, having loved this present evil age or world, present world, and hath gone to Thessalonica. Now Thessalonica was the headquarters for worldly, ungodly things. And there are many people today who are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They're in the world and of the world. And the Father's, the Son's prayer to the Father was that the world might not touch the saints, though they would have to go into the world. He said, I pray not that thou wouldst take them out of the world. Now, the other group we find here, the sons of God. The sons of God, there are a great many people today who are following the heresy, the unsound, unscriptural teaching of the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man. You remember the 8th chapter of John, there were very religious church members who refused to accept Jesus Christ as the eternal God in human form. And Christ said to them, ye are of your father the devil. And here in the epistle of John, it says that these manifest themselves as the children of Satan, and others manifest themselves as the children of God. And we're told in the 3rd chapter of Galatians, the one way by which a sinner becomes a child of God. Ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now it's one thing to be a creature, an offspring of God, that is to descend from Adam by natural procreation. It's another thing to be a child of God by regeneration. If any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. That new creation is called God's workmanship. And whether we call it the new creation or regeneration, that is to be born from above, the sinner must experience a great supernatural transformation before that sinner becomes a son or a child of God. And when you become a child of God, it's by the infinite, matchless grace of God. It is not because of religion or ritualism or anything of the kind. God says, by grace are you saved through faith. And to be saved by grace through faith means to become a child of God. Now, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want an interesting study, go through John's messages, especially his gospel, the Gospel of John and the three epistles, and put a little circle around the word love, love, love. And my, you'll find out how many times this apostle, no wonder he has been called the apostle of love. Oh, you remember his name was with James, his brother, Boanerges, meaning the sons of thunder. And it's true that John, the disciple whom Christ loved, said more about hell than all the other writers. And he spoke not only of salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but the awful peril and condition of the one who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it was God's love, God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. You write above the cross of Calvary, God is love. And if you do not believe in eternal punishment, you cannot prove that God is love by the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. Someone has truly said, if there isn't a terrible judgment, the eternal wrath of God to be saved from, then God murdered his Son without a cause on the cross of Calvary. But get that little word, so. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And remember, it's God's love and God's grace and God's mercy manifested at the cross of Calvary, where the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died. Many of you have sent for the plate that we have that fits above the number plate on your automobile. Its life begins at Calvary, and then a circle, by grace he is saved through faith, and then the scripture, 1 Peter, giving the scripture where Jesus Christ suffered for sins once, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Now, if you'd like to get one of these aluminum plates and wear it on your, have it on your automobile, just write in to us and send 75 cents and we'll send it to you. There's no profit in it. We are not in it for profit. We're not in the book business for profit. When I told you we're selling about $4 worth of books for $1, much less than the cost of printing, it's our missionary work, and we never beg for money or try to make money through anything that we offer over the radio. We want it to be just like salvation. The eternal life is the free gift of God, as God tells us. Now, eternal life here means divine sonship. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We do not have to wait till we die to find out we're saved. God wants us to have the knowledge and joy of salvation. He wants us to have a real know-so salvation and know on the authority of God's word that we are saved by grace and the children of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But though we have received the first fruits of the Spirit and we're saved and Christ is in us the hope of glory, we groan within ourselves waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our bodies. The day of redemption, of course, took place the day we went to Calvary and the day Christ died on the cross, and we're identified with him in his death and burial and resurrection. We're seated with him in the heavenlies. We're joined to him with an inseparable and eternal union. But yet, we have bodies of humiliation, and we're waiting for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we're going to appear with him in glory. And we're going to have bodies like unto his glorious body. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Notice how it begins in the 1 John 2:28. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. We have two words used here. One is the phanerou, or the epiphania, and the other is the parousia. That is showing that both are the same, and John was looking for the same appearing of Jesus Christ that Paul was looking for, and it was the same hope of the same church, and John, of course, was a member of the same body to which the Apostle Paul belonged. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago.